Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour, thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me, thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Terrence Hayes on the show. Terrence is a new friend, and he's here to help us celebrate Memorial Day. And we are celebrating it, folks. I've decided that we're going to celebrate the lives of these men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I could have the liberty that we have. And I do think it's appropriate that we celebrate their lives, and that in the celebration we find a way to earn their sacrifice, because we certainly have to do that. Terrence, by the way, folks, is director of communications and public affairs at the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, out of the Washington office. He's bona fide, folks. He served in the Army for about 20 years, and he was in Iraq from 06 to 08. And he's a highly decorated member of the Army, and he's our new friend Terrence Hayes. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you did, and for your years of service to your country. Terrence, we're going to get to what the VFW is doing in a minute, but first I want to ask you, when you think of Memorial Day, I know it's different now than it was before you went in the military. Before you were probably, your parents probably took you to a graveyard where your grandparents, your great-grandparents buried, right. Decoration Day and everything. But now that you've spent so much time at war and in the military, Memorial Day is a day that probably is a day that you think about more than any other time, probably specific names that are part of this. And I mentioned the four that I think of the most in my life when I think of Memorial Day. What do you think?
Yeah, without question.
You have
Memorial
names?
Memorial Day, I would say, is probably... I don't have specific names at this point. I mean, I actually have a book that I have a few names of folks who I served with, and I tend to, on this day specifically, flip through that book to pay remembrance to those men and women who passed mm-hmm. away, who served with me mm-hmm. in Iraq. But I can tell you that this actually is the most important holiday to me. As you stated, you know, when I was a 17-year-old kid before I joined the Army, Memorial Day was kind of like the semblance of, you know, start of the summer and that kind of thing. And, you know, since I took that oath and put that uniform on, especially when I went to combat and served with, you know, my fellow battle buddies and some of them who didn't make it back. Memorial Day has definitely been top on the list. And it's one of those days where, like you just said, it's a day where we need to celebrate those men and women who, you know, made that ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we're able to enjoy. And, you know, it's no other gift. And because that's how I look at it, it's a gift that they gave us. And mm-hmm. it's unfortunate that, you know, their families are left behind. But I can attest to this, that even though those families may not have those loved ones with them, myself and our fellow brothers and sisters who served alongside those men and women, we're still there for those families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have mentioned, I have said the names of the four, three of them before first, 20 years ago, and then in 2008, actually 2006, when you were in Iraq, another one, a name that came to me through my son, someone who died in Fallujah in those days. So I have four names that I try to make sure that I mention, and I consider that a celebration of their lives. And I don't think we should. I mean, it's okay. I think we should be reverent, but I don't think we should be dour about this, because they volunteered.
Oh, yeah. Without question, we all volunteer, and that's the beautiful thing about our military today is that it's an all-volunteer force. And these men and women, and you know, while I will say that, you know, they knew what they were, you know, undertaking, and we all do when we take this oath, that at any moment we could, give our lives in defense of our country, mm-hmm. because that's what we're here for. And But yeah, definitely, they need to be celebrated because they were patriotic, they were heroes, they were dedicated, they were committed to the mission. And without their commitment and dedication to the mission, we would not have the freedoms that we have today. So they must be celebrated. Their families must be celebrated. And a Memorial Day must be a holiday that all Americans take seriously and definitely honor and pay respects to these men and women.
Well said, Terrence. You got a website you want to give us? Terrence, you got a website?
Yes, definitely. I would love for folks to jump on the VFW website. It's pretty easy. It's www.vfw.org. There you can learn all about the Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's the oldest combat veteran service organization in our nation's history. We're here to help our veterans. We're here to help our service members, and we're here to help our military families.
So hold on to that thought, Terrence. When we come back, we're going to get Terrence to tell us what's going on. What's the VFW doing to continue the celebration? After the break, 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.